Hello and welcome to The Astroholic Explains. I am your host, producer Chris.
And I'm Dr. Alfredo Carpinetti. This is a podcast for people to ask me questions about astronomy, and I'll do my very best to answer them.
Okay, so my question for you today. This one is inspired by V404 Cygni, the stellar mass black hole, with the wobble that's been caused by gravity dragging space-time around it. Does the supermassive black hole at the center of our Milky Way, Sagittarius A star, have an accretion disk? And if not, could it one day? And if it forms a jet, what would that mean for the Milky Way?
Whoa, that is a lot of stuff. First of all,
only the big questions here.
Shall we start with the 404 Cygni?
If you want, you can start with that one, or you can just start with...
No, I think we need to give a bit of background because we jump in full force with that one. V404 Cygni is a stellar mass black hole, which means that is more or less the size of what a star could be. It's 9 times the mass of the Sun. And something that we found around this black hole for the first time is that it's jet precess. So precession is the movement of a spinning top. So at the beginning, a spinning top starts by just spinning vertically, and then after a while starts, it doesn't fall, but it starts going around, forming a little circle with its spinning direction. So that is exactly what happens around this black hole. And what it was so surprising is that this wobble, this precession, happens every few minutes. So they were taking, usually to observe such a black hole, they take observation, hours long observation. And what they got, so surprisingly, was something that looked like a long exposure picture.
Just a blur.
Yeah, just a blur. And so they had to completely change their approach on how they were actually photographing quotation marks, this object, how they were studying it. And it was just fascinating that they had to come up with ways to take images that will last like 70 seconds to have this sort of snapshots, and they could construct this movie of the data changing. And they worked out that the region, so the accretion disk, so black holes that are actively feeding, they're surrounding material that is falling onto the black hole. V404 Cygni, it's orbited by a star, about 70% the mass of the Sun, and it's stealing material from that star that is in a accretion disk, roughly, I think, 10 million kilometers in diameter. But at the center, in the closest few thousand kilometers, the gravity is so intense that this disk is warped. So the direction in which the black hole spins and the disk, they're slightly off each other. And this interaction, the spinning and the gravity of the black hole, is so strong that it actually drags space and time around. So you have this sort of whirlpool of space-time around. And so it twists the accretion disk, and that way makes the jet wobble. We don't exactly know how jets form, if it's formed by the closest part of the disk, because at that point it's the material is coming in the black hole and there's a lot of material and it's getting really hot because of all the interaction in gravity, but there's also a lot of density there because the material is trying to get in and be sucked in by the black hole. So those interaction could be forming this jet, or it could be something produced by the black hole itself. We are not quite sure, but what we know is that the warp there is the thing that is creating this wobble, and that's coming straight from general relativity. Now, for your second question, what about the black hole at the center of the Milky Way? So Sagittarius A star is our friendly neighborhood black hole. It's at the core of the Milky Way, and it's definitely not a stellar mass black hole. It's a supermassive black hole.
It's a big boy.
Yeah, it's an absolute unit. That's what it is. It's between, we think, 4.3, 4.6 million times the mass of the Sun.
Whoa.
Yep, it's still quite small. It's
I know it's still relatively tiny compared to what they just took an image of.
Yeah, like recently they took an image of supermassive black holes M87, which is huge, but it's also over 1,000 times bigger in mass. So you would expect something like that to be bigger than the solar system. The Sagittarius star is relatively small. It would fit within the orbit of Mercury in our solar system. And the good thing, it's very calm. So it has...
It's not coming for us anytime soon.
It's not going to come for us anytime soon, but we wouldn't fall into it. It's the indirect stuff that we might, but only might. It's nothing to worry about, but that would be the things of concern. So if there is material orbiting it, it's not in a serious accretion disk. There is not a major accretion disk around Sagittarius A star. It's dormant. And so on that note, it's fine. There is no jet of material or anything.
So would it take something like, for example, the Andromeda merger to knock it out of a dormant state?
Yes, or if even a smaller merger could do that. So there are a lot of satellite galaxies around the Milky Way, and they're dwarf galaxies, that's what we call them. And we know that a few have already merged with the Milky Way. The Milky Way has cannibalized them. And if there is an influx of material that goes straight to the core of the Milky Way, it could create an accretion disk and activate the black hole. So the accretion disk means that there is a large supply of material. A lot of this interaction could be just one-offs that can create a small jets or a small release of material, but there is nothing dramatic. There could be tidal disruption event, so a star that gets a little bit too close to Sagittarius A star is suddenly ripped apart, and the material is heated to such a high temperature that it starts shining in X-rays. There is a lot of things, still very little concern. Maybe with the Andromeda merger, there is a lot more interaction. You could produce the jet. The jet tends to go out in certain, usually if you have a spiral galaxy and you have an active supermassive black holes, what happens is the jet tend to go sort of perpendicular to the plane of the galaxy, simply because the black hole tends to spin just like the galaxy spins.
I've read in the past that there are these jets that black holes emit.
Mm-hmm.
Are they the jets of, I want to say, ionized particles? Are being shot maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 light years away from the black hole.
That is a severe underestimation. So yes,
it's the same sort of that sort of jet.
So it's, you can have ionized atoms. Yeah. So it's atoms that have lost their electrons. You can have electrons. You can have protons. You can have you can have plasma. So what happens around the black holes? You don't have just gravity. You have this heat from the accretion, you have a lot of things going on, and you also have strong magnetic fields, and you have interaction between charged particles and magnetic field that creates very intense light that can push other things out. So there is a lot of mess that we don't exactly understand. And what happens is this jet of hot material keep expanding, and they can become millions of light years. Whoa. Across. They go out of galaxies and they become much, much bigger than galaxies.
Now, am I mistaking this? Because I'm sure that within the last year or so, the study's been done to see if Sagittarius A star at the heart of the Milky Way does indeed have anything like that. And it sort of throw back to my question at the start, like, what if it could happen? And now I'm remembering, haven't scientists said that there is a jet, or that the direction at which the black hole is facing, for lack of a better term, would mean that if there was a jet, it would be aimed right at us?
There is no jet, and it's not aimed at us. What we know from thing is, we suspect there is this thing called Fermi bubbles. Well, we observed the name is from the Italian physicist, but it's from the NASA satellite that observed them first, and is this sort of region perpendicular to the Milky Way of hot material. So we think that Sagittarius A star has been active in the past, but it's
sleeping now.
Yeah, it's sleeping now. So when it would be active again, will have some effect on the Milky Way, yes, but at least shouldn't be too dramatic. So when you have interactions between galaxies and supermassive black holes become active, you can produce these galactic wide winds of hot material, and they can interact with the dust and gas between stars and quench star formation. But also you could those gas can enter star system and everything, but we don't think they should be too dramatic. Although they move quite fast, would it be so dramatic for life? I don't know, there's a lot of things that try to kill us and a lot of things that might end up destroying us, first and foremost us. So these winds are hot, full of particles, but it's very complicated to, there's a lot of things at work. So
it's not like it would just go sort of full Death Star and blow us to pieces.
No, and it's, so star system have sort of interplanetary magnetism due to the stellar winds. So charged particles are flowing out from the stars. Planets like our own and the major planet, bigger planets have strong magnetic fields. So let's imagine this stream of hot particles come in. How is it going to interact with the solar wind first? How much of it will penetrate the inner solar system? Once they penetrate the inner solar system, is it going to create something much bigger than like a big solar storm? It's complex, and feel that believe that those are sort of Death Star level of destruction. It's, I don't know, it's
a bit that dramatic.
It feels a bit speculative, but not an expert on those, so maybe somebody's done calculation and just like, no, Alfredo, you're completely wrong. They will kill us all. They will destroy everything. I just feel at the moment, for as much as we know, since we observe galactic wide winds in distant galaxies, but obviously we don't have the precision to see the effect on a singular star system. So we see that they pass through, but maybe they're just like, there are little wobbles as they go through star system that we are missing.
Well, thank you for answering my annoying questions for today.
It's always a pleasure.
Do you have any burning questions for the Astroholic? If so, send them in to me at Illucifer on Twitter, and I will spring it on him in an upcoming episode. See you next time!